Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
You know, I've never done a solo podcast. And I mean, I talk to my followers on Instagram all the time. So why can't I talk to my podcast? It's not like I am ever lacking anything to say. So first of all, welcome. Thank you for tuning in today. I also want to take a quick second and just plea to you for a second. I was thinking about it last night when I was trying to fall asleep, and I was like, I have 300 and like, let's say 70 something reviews on my podcast, which I'm appreciative for every single review. But I'm also like, dang it. Like, if every single person listening to the podcast rated the podcast, I'd have so many more. Okay. And we can do this. Whoever is listening, and unfortunately, Apple is like the only place where like ratings and reviews count. So like, if you have an iPhone, open your podcast app, go to my podcast, click on 5 stars. Okay. Just click it. That's the rating. If you want to review and write something beautiful to me, then you can. But rating it, really every single person who's listening to this podcast, who is enjoying it, I mean, you wouldn't be listening if you weren't, and who has an iPhone and a little bit of a technical ability to just click 5 stars should do it, really. It'll mean a lot to me. It'll mean a lot to this podcast. And just do it. Take a second right now and do it. Thank you.
This is Not Skinny But Not Fat, and I'm your host, Amanda, bringing you the latest in all celebrity gossip, reality TV recaps, and anything happening in Hollywood right now that I just can't keep my mouth shut about. This is Not Skinny But Not Fat.
I also want to talk a little bit about me being shadow banned on Instagram. It's been a rough few days. This is the second time I've been shadow banned on Instagram. The first time I thought someone was making this weird ass name up for real. Like, I remember all of a sudden the first time it happened to me, a follower sent me like, I think you've been shadow banned. Like, I can't find you. And I was like, what are you saying? I'm not part of like a weird cult or like Reddit form. Like, I don't know. It just sounded like something like, I don't speak this weird language. And then more people are like, oh, I tried searching for you in the search bar, you're not coming up. And I was like, what? And then I looked up what shadow ban was, read it about a little bit, and realized like, oh shit, that's what it means. That you've been kind of like punished by Instagram, and you don't come up in searches. If you want to put hashtags, you won't come up in the hashtags. And you're basically like invisible, aside from to the people who follow you, who can like still see your shit. But you're not going to get any new followers. You're not going to appear in the Explore page. And it's shit. The first time I was very scared because Instagram doesn't admit that this is a thing. So the only place you can read about it is on like forums. So I'm like, how do I even know this shit is real? Like, how do I know this shit is real? Like, from forums online, like, no, I need like Instagram to say this is real, but they don't. So then I realized I'm shadow banned. This is a real thing. Whoever follows me went through it with me on Instagram. I was obsessed and upset and scared. I didn't know what was next. And all the forums said that after 14 days, you should be back to normal. And I was. So it was very exciting. It was very cool. But I will say something for those listening that care at all about Instagram. I am all like, for real. My Instagram, every single follower is a real-ass follower. That means organic. I never bought a follower. I never did any shit like that. I think it's besides the point of what it should be. Like, I earned every follower. Each person that follows me is a real person who can engage, who can comment, who can like, who can pass it on to their friends. And it doesn't make sense to me. Of course, I get why people do it. People do it so it's like, hey, this is an account that looks more for real because it has this amount of followers. Well, work your ass off, be interesting, have something to say, and you might get followers. So just saying. But Instagram in general, like, their algorithm can like make you or break you. Like, I have to be honest, like, for a long time, I was getting on the Explore page. I was getting mad followers, mad likes, mad comments. So at the beginning, you can get exposure from Instagram. You can just be on the Explore page for people that Instagram thinks would like your stuff. And all of a sudden, one day, I wasn't getting on the Explore page. And I mean, I can still grow and get new followers from people commenting, tagging, sending, sharing, all that shit. But just the organic Explore page doesn't really happen for me anymore. So I think Instagram hates me, and I'm not sure why. I don't know if it's the fact that I'm a meme page. I don't know what it could be. But it really does feel like Instagram doesn't like me. And so anyway, that shadow ban was over after 14 days. I was like, hallelujah, back to normal. People can search for me. The way I also tested it, if anyone cares, is also by, you can search for yourself and see it yourself that you're like not coming up. And also, like, if you put in a hashtag, so I put in a hashtag that I knew, because if you put like love, you won't ever be able to find your post. I put like a hashtag with like a few photos in it, and your photo won't show up in that hashtag. So I don't care because I don't use hashtags, but it's just like a way to know. So after 14 days, my shadow ban was gone. And for those wondering and don't know, the reason I got shadow banned the first time is because I put up a post about this serial killer from the 1970s who said that they asked her why she killed people, and she said, because it's Monday. And I thought it was funny, and I wrote relatable. A history page actually put this up, and I credited them too. And so it got removed for violence. So I'm not saying it's like out of this world, disconnected from reality for them to say it's violent. It is a little violent. It's really, 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 really dark humor, but also it's historical and it really did happen. So I don't know like where that lies. Maybe because I said relatable. I'm obviously not going to kill people on a Monday. I mean, who knows? No, I'm just kidding. Anyway, I was like, I'm an idiot. It didn't even get that many likes. Like, what the fuck? It gets removed. Whatever. Then I'm good. I'm fly. Instagramming. All's good in the world. Then what happens? Yesterday, living my life, one of my followers sent me a story of Chelsea Handler with a friend, and you don't even notice it. She's like, she wrote in the picture, like, me and my best friend or something, and then you notice that her entire boob is out. Like, you just don't see it at first. It's so random. She literally imagined, like, taking your bosom, putting it on top of your shirt, like, outside of your bra, outside of your shirt. And I was like, this is so funny. So I screenshot it. Hours go by, posting away, living my life. Remember, wait, didn't I screenshot something really funny? Should I post it? Yeah, it's a story. It's fine. You guys, motherfucking post it, okay? Don't even know how long later I get a notification from Instagram saying that it was removed for nudity, which, like, yeah, it is nudity. And then I get a warning that said, so I immediately when I got that removal, I knew that I'd be shadow banned. And it's like, okay, I'll be shadow banned. But then I got a warning saying that your account might be deleted. And I was like, hello, this is a new warning. I've never seen this before. This is scary as motherfucking shit. And I'm freaking out, like, still. And I'm being so fucking precautious now. Like, I, you know, first of all, you notice all of a sudden that everyone's showing their fucking tit, and just I can't show tits. Like, and I mean, no, let's make this clear. Celebrities can do whatever the fuck they want on Instagram. Chelsea Handler posted the boob pic as a photo today. Instagram didn't take it down. Irina Shayk posted a photo of her boob the other day. Instagram didn't take it down. The Kardashians, fucking Aubrey O'Day. Like, how many can you name that are nude on Instagram? So I don't know if it's like I have followers that don't like me that are reporting me, or if Instagram doesn't like me. Like, something isn't added up. Is it that I'm not verified? I don't know. But I know that I have to be super careful. And of course, that doesn't mean I'm going to censor like my opinions, but I just need to like think before I write the word dick or show a boob or show Kendall's perfect ass in that Victoria's Secret Angel costume that I was going to do and had to think about it. It's really hard for me because it's so scary because you don't know. Instagram doesn't tell you. And what if it's like three strikes and you're out and I have one more strike and it's like you say dick and you're gone. Your account is gone. Everything you've worked so hard for is gone. And I'm so not one of those people to have like a Facebook and a Twitter and a this group and a that group. So just know, my listeners, if anything ever happens, which it won't, just look out for me. And I have like a Finsta, so you can find me if you type in like Amanda her, she'll find like my personal Instagram, and that's where I'll like tell people. But it won't happen. I'm not even gonna put it out in the motherfucking world. It's not gonna happen. I just wanted to share this really upsetting time in my life with you. Because it sucks, but it's also like the way my family reacted is really funny because all of them were like, are you a motherfucking idiot? Do you not know Instagram's rules? And I was like, do you know Instagram's rules? And they were like, yeah, like no nudity. Like my mom fucking knew Instagram's rules and I didn't know Instagram's rules. I don't know. I mean, the thing is, and then I read Instagram's terms and community guidelines and it says like no nudity. And I was like, okay, like I knew that. Like I knew free the nip was a thing. I knew you don't show nipple. Why did I think it was okay? Like maybe I thought it was okay because it was sharing, you know, Chelsea Handler, a comedian story. Like, I don't know. I'm also a dumb ass person. I also said in my last podcast that I do things without thinking and that's not always good. It was legit foreshadowing. I said, you guys, I sometimes do things without thinking. It's for good. It's for bad. Instagram community guidelines for those who don't know, the short, we want Instagram to continue to be an authentic and safe place for inspiration and expression. Help us foster this community. Post only your own photos and videos and always follow the law. Respect everyone on Instagram. Don't spam people or post nudity. Boom. Posted nudes. I want to see if Chelsea Handler's photo gets deleted. Like, I love Chelsea Handler, but it's not fair, you guys. Her boob photo is legit up. Like, do you understand? Do you understand like how much it sucks? And then like, okay, I see a freaking video Bella Thorne put up that she's having sex. Okay, she's not, but she's literally having sex. Like she's literally, like I'm telling you guys, like I didn't know if I was turned on, if I was like in a sexual activity, if I was being like seduced, if I was, you know, watching porn. And that's not fucked up. Wait, let's see if Bella Thorne's thing is still there. I'm like scared to even look at it. I'm scared to even utter her name. Yeah, it is. Bella Thorne having sex on camera is up, but Amanda's sharing of Chelsea Handler's boob saying lol isn't. I also heard about this chick, Jackie Schimmel. A bunch of you said like that she actually got deleted, and reading about why she was deleted or listening or her telling me was crazy. Like she legit did three things. She called her friends whores on a story. She posted a text exchange with her husband where she's like being mean to her husband and being like, I'm going to kill you if you don't come home now. Like, but in a funny way. And the last and not least, she put up a photo of her when she was like in seventh grade, looking like a seventh grade, like nerdy little girl. And she wrote dick magnet. And Instagram was like, bye, and deleted her. And that scares the shit out of me because, like, there is no rhyme or reasoning. It is so nitty gritty. It is so, you know, just fucked up. And it makes me really, really mad. But I'm a rule follower and I didn't mean to do that, you know, and I'm going to express myself for evs. And I don't want to ever not be on Instagram and have my account. It's so important to me. So I really need to think before I do things, you guys. So you help me by not sending me pictures of nudes. And so I don't post them. Anyway, so that's that for that. You know, it takes 2 weeks until you're back from the shadow ban. I don't even care about the shadow ban. Like I said, I'm just scared to ever, ever, ever be deleted. But I'm going to stop ranting about this for now, just for now. And we'll take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Yeah.
when you think of like a cool, Instagrammable, durable, trendy suitcase, what brand do you think of? Because I think of Away. I got Away's bigger carry-on in sand, and I'm absolutely obsessed. They also have a removable laundry bag inside to separate dirty clothes from clean clothes. Like, don't I know it when I'm in a hotel room and my husband's like, where do we put our dirty laundry? And I'm like, here's a classy AF Away removable laundry bag from your trendy little suitcase that you can put on Instagram. Everyone knows this brand. It's just a dream to have it. I can give you $20 off a suitcase by visiting awaytravel.com/notskinny and using promo code notskinny during checkout. Again, to get a whopping $20 off your suitcase, visit awaytravel.com/notskinny and use promo code notskinny. Okay, this week, celeb-wise, was pretty cray-cray as we saw Pete Davidson and Kaia Gerber, who is like 17 years old. Kaia Gerber is Cindy Crawford's daughter, also known as Brotherfucker. Oh my God, that was the craziest time on Instagram, you guys, when I put up the two close siblings. My inbox was never exploding like this. You guys are crazy for incest, like crazy for incest. Like, I get so many messages a day, okay? And I'm not trying to like toot my own horn. I get so many messages. I love it. I respond to a lot of them. But the brother fucker situation, blowing up. My phone was blowing up. I can't even tell you. People were into it. People were against it. People were telling me that I have issues and I need to see a therapist because I'm like having such weird feelings about siblings that are close, and was I never hugged as a child? And even followers that were sweet were just like, I think it's weird that you don't think it's like not that you think it's weird. And I'm like, it's weird. You're weird. And then I got really long messages from people being like I said, telling me I need therapy for it. And then all I thought was brother fucker. So anyway, Kaia Gerber has a brother like Presley or something. They're both hot, skinny models, and they both take photos as if they are a couple. So maybe you remember Kaia Gerber from there, if not from like a runway. But she was seen having lunch with Pete Davidson. Call me like an idiot, but I'm like, maybe it wasn't romantic because I really can't see that beautiful girl going for Pete Davidson. Like, yes, we heard he has a big, like, okay, I'm not on Instagram, I can say dick. But we heard that, right? I think someone said it. Did Ariana say it? Someone said like he's blessed down there. So maybe that's the reason. Maybe it's the confidence. I think like a confident, funny guy is just like wins the girls over more than anything. But it doesn't seem like her type. She seems too wholesome, too young. Like you're 17. Like Pete is dark. I mean, she's like 18. I'm exaggerating by a year to make it sound younger. Pete is a dark person, you know, like I don't see that. I just don't see it. Celebrity couple that is so in our face right now, Miley and Cody Simpson. So we all know Miley and Liam announced their divorce a day later. She was on a yacht with Caitlyn Carter, who just broke up with Brody Jenner. They were having a lesbian relationship for like 3 weeks or like a month of like intensity, like pap photos, like lovey-dovey, but not so much from Miley's side. Like Caitlyn was posting shit, but Miley wasn't posting shit. And then they broke up, and rumor was that like Caitlyn was getting too serious, which we all could have suspected because the reason that Brody and Caitlyn broke up, it word on the street and also from the hills, is that she wanted like a baby and a family and whatever, and like he didn't. So then you go with Miley fucking Cyrus, who said she wants to have like an open relationship. Or no, sorry. Caitlyn and Brody had an open relationship. They were honest about it. Miley and Liam, I feel like, probably also had weird shit because I don't know if you guys remember Miley's
interview, I think it maybe was for like Rolling Stone, where she said that her marriage isn't like a standard marriage. She's not like cooking in the kitchen or like waiting for her husband at home to have dinner, and said something about, you know, still being into girls, and the fact that you are vegan doesn't mean you don't miss bacon. And I remember just thinking about that article that it's like super disrespectful to Liam. Like, where is your respect, love, and like anything for your husband? Like, it's okay to think it. I get that people are bisexual and attracted to both sexes, and that's allowed. But if you're with your man right now, then like, be with your man right now and say you love him. You don't need to talk about what you're missing out on or what you miss. It's just like not cool to me. But then in true Miley fashion, she and Caitlin, like I said, broke up, and then she gets with Cody fucking Simpson. So pictures were being posted around of her and Cody like getting an acai bowl. 2 seconds later, she's like, here we are, getting an acai bowl. Like, I want to live my life. I don't want to hide, like, in my house. Like, I want to be outside. And like, yes, this is my boyfriend. And like, here we are making out. Like, let me live. And I was like, Miley. So since then, her and Cody's relationship has been like the big brother. Like, it's just been so out there, so like pictured by them, so like storied, so obsessive. My boyfriend, like getting tattoos together, like, and let me just put a side note, Miley seems extremely bored. She also says I'm bored. She keeps on getting tattoos because she's bored. She keeps on posting weird ass nipple selfies, which, another example, I would get motherfucking deleted from Instagram because she put up a picture of her in a white tank top and you could see her entire nipples. And that makes me mad because I would get deleted. It's just like, what's going on with you, woman? Like, make a song, like, do something. Like, I put up in a story, like, Kim Kardashian doesn't get bored. That bitch has a million business meetings. Like, I don't know what the fuck Miley's up to, but she's not having it. She's not with us. But at the same time, it could be because she's sober now, or so she says, meaning also from weed. So maybe that's why she's like super bored and super weird. But anyway, their relationship is just super public, and they even, I don't know, I saw this, you guys, I sat and saw their Instagram live. They did an Instagram live chat and I saw their entire conversation. They were so giddy. Like, he was in Australia for The Masked Singer, which, like, we'll talk about that in a second. And he was just like, I miss you. And she's like, I miss you. And it was like, when did we meet? When did we first kiss? Like, and then the shocking thing that she said, and I caught it, like, I was there for this groundbreaking moment, was, she said something like, I realize you don't have to be gay, that there is good dick out there. No, actually, one good dick. So let me tell you about that sentence. One, you're offending an entire LGBTQ community by saying that it's a choice and that you had to be gay because there wasn't good dick. Didn't you say 2 seconds ago that even though you're vegan, you miss bacon? Like, just like maybe be consistent. And then she said only one good dick, meaning fuck Liam, who I've been with for 10 years. Like, so what did Liam do? Like, us, the people, we need to know. Did he cheat on you? That would be the only option. Like, what else could he do that he's like considered such an awful, awful human being? Is it the whiskey and pills? Speaking of Liam, he was seen about a week ago or 2 weeks ago with an actress, Madison Brown, her name is. She's on Dynasty. I've never seen it. I also don't even know. Is it a remake of the old Dynasty that like my mom used to watch? True story. My mom learned English from watching Dynasty, like the 80s show, when she came here from Israel. But then I kind of dug into this Madison Brown person, and she's actually really cute, and I kind of like her style. She's like very, like, looks like a chill, cool, down-to-earth Aussie chick. And it was funny because she had this like interview pop up for me from a while ago. No, maybe like 6 months ago, where she was asked to play Mary Fuck Kill with these like Australian broadcasters. And the Hemsworth brothers were in one of the questions, and she said like that she would fuck them and not marry them just because she'd be too insecure to marry them and she'd have to like lock them in the house and never leave because they're too hot. So imagine saying that about someone and then fucking them. Like, that's a huge accomplishment for her. Like, I'm really, really happy for her. We're going to continue the saga in a moment. We're going to take a quick break and come right back to this. So Cody Simpson was discovered to be the winner of the Australian Masked Singer, the dumbest motherfucking show in history that I can't believe exists. And when I saw promos for it even happening in the US, I was like, what is this stupid ass show? I'm never going to watch it. And I never did. But he was like the robot or something. Like, I don't even fucking know. Which then explains like, wait, coincidente? Like, you're on this show and dating Miley. Also, his mom is his manager, aka momager, and is like posting pictures of him and Miley all day. So that's kind of interesting. Like, of course, this is so good for his career to be dating Miley. Like, of course, this is a huge boost, and it's coming at a very, very interesting timing where A, you've dropped a song, which Miley made him, and B, you're on a TV show. So Miley, put two and two together. So he won the Australian Masked Singer, who guess who is a judge on it? No other than Lindsay Lohan. Random as fuck. Why is she a judge on the Australian Masked Singer? Like, it'd make more sense if she was on like the Dubai Masked Singer, since she's like converted to Islam and is like alhamdulillah all day. Weird as shit. She's a judge there and they have beef. This is so good. They have beef. Why do they have beef? He used to date Allie, or as she goes by now, Aliana or some shit, Lohan. He used to date her, and apparently Lindsay is really pissed and made it very known that Cody owes her furniture because she bought him furniture for his, like, Venice Beach shack, which is also weird. It's like, what, Lindsay? What? And then basically she blasted him on Instagram. She deleted it, but we caught it before it was deleted and wrote something like, you know, that he fucked up, that he owes her the furniture and that he, you know, his loss and that he's like upsetting his family. Some weird ass shit alluding to, I guess, his relationship with Miley and to the furniture that he never gave back. It was just super weird. Like, what are you even talking about? Like upset your family, but his family loves Miley, or is like the Lohans, are the Lohans his family? Were they like so close they were family? Like, what is happening? Also, true story, Cody Simpson dated Gigi Hadid. So Nick Jonas dated Miley Cyrus, who is dating Cody Simpson, who dated Gigi Hadid, who dated Joe Jonas. That's celeb world. They're so fucking weird there. Don't even think, some of you guys that think, oh my God, I wish I was famous. Don't wish you were famous. They're weird. I did want to talk a little bit about Bachelor Nation, just because like they're always in the back of my mind.
Bachelor Nation, say what? Oh my God, no way. Oh my God.
There have been a lot of interesting people lately. John Paul Jones moved to LA, which is like heartbreaking because he was the last real one. He was the last. I still work in an office and I'm like normal in like Minnesota. No, I think he's from Maryland. Person. But the reason he moved to LA supposedly is for Tayshia, which like excites me that they're together, even though it doesn't seem like people care so much. I don't know why. But apparently he moved for her, which makes it a little bit better. But I think it's also like a thirst move. Like all of Bachelor Nation feels like they need to live in LA. So that's weird. But Dean and Kaylin, Kaylin actually lives in LA. Dean lives in his van. But I have to say, I'm obsessed. I'm freaking obsessed. If you guys follow me on Instagram, you know, I love him. I think he makes her seem cooler. I think she tries to be cooler because of him. But I also think I'd never want to date him because he's a very non-committal. Like, as whoever watched Bachelor in Paradise saw, like, how hard it was for him to even be like, I'll date you. And then I just read an interview with him saying that he's not quite there, that she talks about marriage and kids. He's not so into it. He's not even really into moving in with her. He wants to keep living in his van for like a year. It's just weird. It's like, dude, grow the fuck up. Like, Kaylin, how are you standing it? Just because he's hot? Or like, is there more to him? Like, I don't know. Don't tell my hubs, but husb. I'm not allowed to say hubs because I freaking don't say all the time that it makes more sense to say husb. I had like a few days where I was like legit gonna leave my husband for Dean. Like, he is so cute looking. And then I listened to this podcast with him and he was so cute on the podcast. And then I listened to his podcast and he was so cute on his podcast. And I was like, and you're like a photographer and you like have issues and you're super hot. I don't know. I'm just like, I had a few days where I was like, wait, I need to stop listening to him and watching him because I'm like legit just like obsessed right now. And the only thing I dislike about Kaylin, which you guys know about me, is that I don't like filler faces, and she totally has a filler face, and I don't think there's a need for it. It's like you're a hot, young, cute girl with nice facial features to begin with. Do you really need more fillers and giant cheekbones and giant lips and like this shiny face that doesn't move, like, and lips that are stiff? Like, no. But for some reason, I less dislike her than Cassie. For some reason, I feel bad, but I dislike Cassie. I don't know why. I dislike her because I just feel like the whole thing with Colton was like inauthentic and that she was coerced into having a relationship with him. And she also has a filler face, but she has like, I don't know, it looks even worse on her because I think she was even prettier to begin with or some shit. And her filler face doesn't move. They all look the same. I've seen pictures of Caitlin Bristow that I thought were Caitlin. Like, it's just become an epidemic, like I talk about. It's too fucked up. And again, I'm not saying if you have wrinkles, I think fillers, like, correct me if I'm wrong, were meant to be like if you have wrinkles in your face and it's like a crease and you want to fill them so there's not that wrinkle, not to like make your cheekbones 17 times the size that they were. And also when Cassie does like ads, I fucking cringe. I don't know why. Who's this boy? Okay. New news this week was that Selena Gomez dropped not one, but motherfucking two songs. One of them called I Needed to Lose You to Love Me, which if it doesn't say Dear Justin in there, that's the only thing it doesn't say, because it is to Justin. There are lines like, A, I needed to lose you to love me, which makes sense because A, we know that she lost him because he's officially married, but all the words like, I saw the signs and ignored it. We'd always go into it blindly. I needed to lose you to find me. This dance, I guess them going back off and on, it was killing me softly. I needed to hate you to love me. It's just like, oh my God, it got fucking goosebumps. I gave it my all and they know it. You promised the world and I fell for it. Now the chapter is closed and done. And now it's goodbye. It's goodbye for us. Oh my God, you guys. So it's a beautiful black and white video where Selena's looking gorgy-borgy and she really is so cute, and I'm really, really happy for her to be closing this chapter with a pretty little bow. That's what she said in a radio interview. I think that this needed to happen. She needed to put out a song about JB because it's official now. You know, it's on and off for years. They always came back to each other and now he's married. So they can't do this dance anymore. You know, it's done. Then it was really exciting because a few hours later, she came out with like a boppy song. They won't leave my fucking brain. Also for JB, lyrics such as they fell in love one summer, a little too wild for each other. Shiny till it wasn't, feels good till it doesn't. It was her first real lover, his too, till he had another. Oh God, when she found out, trust levels went way down. Of course she was sad, but now she's glad she dodged a bullet. Took a few years to soak up the tears, but look at her now. Watch her go. She even said in a radio interview that these two songs, like I said, wrap up that chapter of her life in a pretty little bow, but that the best is yet to come, meaning her new album is going to be even better. And I can't imagine it because these two songs are already stuck in my head and I can't go to sleep without Look at me now. It's also like boom in your face. Like the first song is Lose You to Love Me. And now that she's over that, it's look at me now, I'm doing better. And I really, really hope she is. And I fucking love it. It was a weird and I feel like just not real moment when Hailey Baldwin posted that day that she's listening to this song called I'll Kill You, which like again, how she didn't get shadow banned. Like I'm scared to say the word kill. I was going to post something today that said buzzkill and I didn't. Like that's how fucking petrified I am. So she put up that she's listening to the song I'll Kill You. And of course there was speculation if that's kind of in response to Selena's new songs, because I mean, I could see it being uncomfortable for you to be married to someone and him having such a famous and such a loved ex and such a like, you know, an important ex, you know, that was for so many years on and off. And then for her to publicly write songs that are obviously about him. It probably doesn't feel good. Probably feels a little weird. But I don't think Hailey is that type of person to freaking, you know, threaten to kill someone or even allude to it. Selena did say in an Instagram live that she's so grateful for the response of the song, but she won't stand for women tearing other women down. So please be kind to everyone. She said, please be kind. I don't like seeing people being disrespectful or rude to other people. So please don't do that. Basically saying to Jelena fans to lay the fuck off Hailey because poor baby, like there are some people that really don't like her for Justin. And you know what? My hunch feeling is that she's so good for him that she's this like angel baby that like, you know, that Selena wasn't. I think Selena was also into the drug scene and also, you know, got naughty. And I think Hailey is this really wholesome Christian girl who just seems like an angel. I don't know. I'd marry her for reals. And I think Hailey actually showed some kind of support via liking a picture of Selena that her friend Raquel Stevens posted with Selena and wrote celebrating. So Hailey liked it. Isn't that nice? Ain't that nice? In other news, Felicity Huffman was released from prison after like two fucking seconds after all this drama and this entire college freaking scandal. She was in there. She took the picture in the freaking uniform once and she is out of there. So, I mean, that's that. I do want to talk about my Memoji for a second because, like, it's really important to me and I really can't get a Memoji that looks like me. So if you have any tips to how, like, I actually can look like myself, I just feel like I don't and it's really upsetting. And just every time I try to edit my Memoji, it gets, like, worse and worse and worse and worse and just, like, is something that is really upsetting me in my life. That's it. That's all we have for today. I do want to hear from you guys about this podcast. I want to know if you dig it, if me just kind of ranting to you guys about everything that's gone on this past week feels good and yummy to you. And, you know, we always change it up. Then sometimes like this, sometimes we'll bring on sisters, sometimes we'll have on guests and we keep it interesting over here. And that's it. I love you guys. Thanks for tuning in. And thanks to the Podglomerate for producing and editing my show. And I will see you guys next Tuesday.
The Podglomerate. A sonic universe.